Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Heirich here at VoIP Supply, and welcome to another episode of Sip Chats. Thank you for tuning in. We do have a very special guest today. We have Dan Marchetto of CyberData with us today. How's it going, Dan?
Going well. Going very well, thank you.
Very awesome. Busy. Absolutely. I know you guys have been so busy, so we really appreciate you dedicating the time and fitting us in the busy schedule. I know CyberData has been highly requested, especially now that school bidding season's coming up. Tell us what's new and what's going on with CyberData, Dan.
Well, thanks for inviting us. We really appreciate it. And we have just released a couple of new products. First is our SIP multicast speaker. And the key here is it's a generally full-featured speaker combination, and it's a $389 MSRP. They're one of the most cost-effective speakers on the market for paging. It's got simultaneous SIP and multicast. It supports 10 multicast paging groups. It has paging prioritization. It is TLS 1.2 and SRTP enhanced security for endpoints. The TLS 1.2 is important because any device that is TLS or TLS 1.0 is now basically incapable of creating the secure connection. And device security, let's face it, is a factor in just about every installation, and it's a priority. So we've really tried to build a lot into this speaker, and it comes in both a ceiling mount and a wall mount version. And either one is a $389 MSRP, so they won't break the bank on installations. Now, what that does is it provides us with basically a full line of speakers. We have our premium speakers, and they have a whole bunch of bells and whistles, and they include the ability to drive an auxiliary speaker for added coverage, or what we like to say distributed sound, or an analog strobe for visual notification, which with ADA compliance is critical. We also have our standard SIP multicast speaker. This is the new one. And that is, you know, what I just said. It provides an awful lot of feature sets, but without the bigger price of our premium. And then we have our basic multicast speaker, a little less in cost. And it's designed for those common areas where multicast is more than enough for what you're looking for. We've also just released our new SIP Handwave intercom. And it is just released yesterday. It was announced. And, you know, organizations, they're looking for ways to mitigate the spread of disease by eliminating common touch points. My wife is a nurse. It's always about touch points. What are you touching? Wash your hands. So a simple wave of the hand will engage you either in a two-way conversation or a request for access or both. Comes with either 2-inch, 4-inch, or 6-inch adjustable, so you can either be up close and personal with the unit or a little further away, whichever you decide. They're flush mounted and they're stainless steel. So why is that important? Well, stainless steel is known for its ability, you know, to be able to be cleaned without wearing out, without being broken. It's heavy duty, and it really does give an enhanced look to an installation. So really, is take a look on our website. They just went up. It's a good look, and I think that people will be pleased. They really, you know, from schools to medical labs, wherever there's a need for the increased security coupled with the requirement for safe, hopefully hands-free touching in many applications, these would be great for that.
Definitely see so many applications for that, and I can see how our reseller community as well will be happy to have that offering in their catalog, you know, especially with all the modern day applications and schools getting having budgets for paging and intercoms specifically, you know, with everything that's going on, it will be certainly a huge add-on to have that hand wave. That's very cool. I didn't know you guys had that coming out. Thanks for bringing that to the light.
We sometimes were a little secretive.
Hey, that's not always a bad thing. I'm sure everyone's going to be really excited now, and there'll be a lot of buzz for sure coming across for these. You know, aside from endpoints, thank you for telling us all the new speakers that you're coming out with. Very exciting. You know, I understand that cyber data brings more to an end user or reseller than, you know, just delivering the endpoint itself. Do you guys have any other services or help with solution design or anything like that?
I'm glad you asked, Brian. We do. And this is something that's really important to the ownership of cyber data, which has been in business privately held for 43 years. And that is really being a partner with the end user on behalf of the reseller. And what it is, we call it design services. And what that is our willingness, and it's a free service that we offer to our resellers and their end users. It's a free service that is designed to help make the best recommendations for a given installation. And let me just touch on that a little bit. We get asked all the time about, well, what do you think I need? And can you give me an idea? And I said, let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about really what you're trying to accomplish. Then I ask for a set of floor plans, and I get many pages of these. In some cases, it is one. In some cases, it can be 20 pages, different floors, different buildings. And I go through those floor plans one by one, one page at a time with the end user, with the reseller on, and we talk about what they're looking for. And I've been doing this, I've been in audio for 40-something years, and I come up with ideas and ask the questions that, let's face it, nobody can be an expert in everything that they do. We happen to have a specialty in this, so I help guide the end user through a process. And in a particular case, I was dealing with two foundries and another high noise one, which was they do peanut shelling. And these are high noise environments. So they keep, well, we need more speakers. We need more this. So, well, let's take a step back. Are they wearing hearing protection? Yes. Are they wearing active hearing protection? Well, some of them are. Well, you know, that doesn't solve your problem when you just put more speakers in. So we talk about strobes, we talk about secure access, we talk about all kinds of things where the entire package becomes a deliverable in a portfolio that is delivered to the reseller and the end user, and it has approximation of where products should go, a list of what the products are, what's involved, including connections to the various phone platforms, what's involved, the application, the installation guides. And if they're using existing amplifiers that we want to build a hybrid or just a conversion to existing equipment that's already there, we have guides on how to hook our equipment up with virtually any amplifiers that are out there. So we try to make a very concise deliverable, and we've had great success with that. They range anywhere from a few hundred dollars total, where it's a single piece, to one I did recently, which to the reseller was well over $250,000. So these are programs that we're very proud of what we do. It's a good team, and we've had great response, and we offer it, like I said, it's for free.
That's absolutely amazing. And it seems so thorough too.
Thank you.
Which I know both end users and resellers would greatly appreciate, because that's, like you said, you know, sometimes it's not just adding more of something. It's the overall approach. And to have the actual manufacturer have your back in that approach is extremely valuable. And that you guys offer that for free, it's outrageous.
Well, there was a quick statement. I'll give you a quick on this foundry. They had asked, they said, well, you know, okay, so the emergency strobe goes off. And they said, okay, now what? And I said, so what do you usually do? Well, they go grab a phone. And they showed me a picture of the environment. I said, they're wearing these big fire suits with gloves the size of boxing mitts. I said, how do they pick up a phone? Well, right. Yeah, that's a problem. So we put in an emergency call button that would alert someone on the other side of the wall that something was going on, and they would push it with a stick.
Wow. Excellent. Very cool that you guys have all of that together. Is there a minimum project size for that solution design? No minimum.
Absolutely is not. There is no minimum. Wow. We're here to help. We're here to deliver the cyber data reputation of quality and standing with our partners and our end users to make sure they get what they're looking for.
That's excellent. It's so nice to get the right solution the first time and really direct from the designers of the actual hardware themselves. It's extremely rare. VoIP Supply appreciates that partnership, and I know our partners do as well. So thank you for that. Other things going on. I know VoIP Supply, I'm going to be at Channel Partners in Las Vegas, Nevada. Nice to get out of Buffalo for a bit. Are you going to be there as well, Dan?
We are. Awesome. We're looking forward to it. We were there earlier the year when they had their first one, kind of a carryover, and it was an excellent show. So we're looking to do it again.
I agree. I was at that show as well, and I was really invigorated, I guess you would say, by the turnout to see how many people were on board and ready to get back into valuable conversations. Indeed. So if anyone's going to be there, stop by CyberData's booth or VoIP Supply. We can even schedule a one-on-one. VoIP Supply in Sangoma, we do have a conference room. So you can schedule up and meet with myself and say hello to Dan too. And Dan, I'm sure maybe we'll try our luck together. And
there you go. Try not to lose too badly, you know?
Exactly.
If I may add one thing, something that's been coming up quite a bit. We're getting questions all the time. Do you have stock? And our purchasing team, our procurement team has done just an amazing job. And we have stock in virtually everything. So if you're worried about, you know, what's the upcoming fall season of installations for schools that all have to be ready to roll in August, we're here for you. And we've got the product for you.
That's incredible that you're armed and ready to go with stock, which of course is, I mean, just as important, if not more important now than the solution design itself. But to have everything and all encompassing with new products, solution design, fully stocked, ready to go, I think you guys are putting the customer in a perfect position to succeed.
Thank you. We hope
so. No problem. And Dan, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Just that we sure appreciate you know, I've known VoIP Supply for a very long time. And I basically since your beginning. I've been doing this a while. So happy 20th. And
thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you so much for being such an excellent partner. And I think CyberData really encompasses that word, that term partnership fully, not only to VoIP Supply, but to your customers as well. Everyone's truly a partner and not just a customer. For those of you who tuned in today, please like, comment, subscribe, and leave a comment down below if you think that there's something we missed or something you would like to know more about CyberData or VoIP Supply's partner programs as well. You can leave that in the comments below or reach out to me, Brian Heirich, directly, and we can get you in touch with Dan and the team at CyberData to do solution designs for you. So, Dan, thank you again so much for all of your time.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
We appreciate you. And take care, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on SIP Chats.